Welcome back to No Apologies. Today we're going to take a look at two common objections to Catholics' devotion to Mary. And the first objection is that Catholics, by kneeling and praying in front of statues and pictures of our Blessed Mother, commit idolatry, and that this violates God's commandment from the Book of Exodus that we're not to make any graven images. Well, Catholics respond that, of course, when we're kneeling in front of a statue or picture of Mary or any of the saints, we realize that it's just a piece of wood or of plaster or of paint, and that they don't contain any special powers in themselves. But what they do do is that they represent a living person. And when Catholics kneel and pray in front of statues or venerate them by touching them or kissing them, what they're doing is expressing their love and devotion towards the person who is being represented. Now, the classic example of this is the father who has a picture of his family on his office desk. And when he looks at the picture, it's a reminder of his loved ones. And his love for his wife and for his children are enkindled, and even sometimes a desire to be with them. And he may even express that love by reaching out and touching the picture or by kissing the picture. And that's exactly the idea behind statues and pictures within the Catholic Church. But they say this violates God's command from the Book of Exodus. In chapter 20, verse 1 through 5, we read this. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Well, Catholics respond that, yes, God does prohibit us from making graven images if they're going to be used for the purpose of worshiping them. But he doesn't prohibit making images altogether. And he himself, in the book of Exodus, commands Moses to make two images of the cherubim and place them on top of the Ark of the Covenant, the most sacred object of all Israel. And in the book of Numbers, we remember that God commanded Moses once again to make an image of a bronze serpent and place it on top of a pole. And when the Israelites looked at it, those who had been bitten by the snakes were healed. And also, if you read in the 6th and the 7th chapter of the first book of Kings, you'd read about all of the carved angels and flowers and palm trees that the Israelites carved in the walls of the temple. So just because we have an image on the walls or we use an image, it doesn't equal that we're worshiping an image. Catholics, to have statues and images doesn't violate God's commandment in the book of Exodus at all. Now, the second objection we want to look at today is an objection to the rosary. Now, for non-Catholics, the rosary is a set of prayers which we pray while we're meditating on one of the mysteries of our Lord or our Blessed Mother's life. And we keep track of the prayers that we're saying, usually on a set of beads like this, where we would pray in Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and a Glory Be. And there's five sets of those on a rosary. Now, the objection that we hear often about the rosary is that it contradicts Jesus, who condemns repetitious prayer. They say in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 7, our Lord says this, "And in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this." And he teaches his disciples the Our Father. Well, we simply say that Jesus is not condemning prayers that are repeated. Jesus is condemning, as he says, empty phrases that are heaped up as the Gentiles do. So he's condemning prayer which is being prayed with no devotion, with no thought as to what's being said, just simply lip service that's kind of reducing prayer to a mathematical contract. So devout prayers that are repeated are not wrong. And we can see this real clearly in sacred scripture. We see our Lord himself in the Garden of Gethsemane repeats his prayer of agony three times. And if you look in the Gospel of Luke, remember the humble publican who repeated over and over again, "Have mercy on me, O God, a sinner." And it was him who went home justified. And if you look in the book of Revelation, you'll see that the four living creatures are before the throne of God, and they repeat night and day without ceasing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." So the rosary, when said with devotion, is not displeasing to our Lord at all, and is a very pleasing prayer that Catholics can pray in devotion to our Lord and our Blessed Mother. I thank you for joining me here on No Apologies. I'll see you again. Ave Maria.